News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Mary O'Rourke, a towering figure in Irish politics and, of course, long-serving Fianna Fáil TD, has passed away yesterday at the age of 87. And Conor Lenihan, former Fianna Fáil minister and, indeed, of course, Mary's nephew, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Conor. First of all, obviously very sorry for your loss. I would have met Mary many times and I was incredibly fond of her and she was always very nice to me, even though I know she could be somebody who would not suffer fools gladly. Your own personal memories of her, how did you see her maybe growing up?
Well, you know, it's hard to talk about her really. She really, you know, she's public property for a lot of people, but for us she was our aunt, you know, and to be honest with you, she's a marvellous aunt. In fact, I'm going back to my brother Niall, who lives in Frankfurt, was on to me yesterday, and he mentioned, you know, this wonderful week. We lived in Dublin, she lived in that home with her own family, with Fergal and Angus, and Fergal was the same age as mine, and Niall was the same age as Angus. And so we spent a lot of time with her before she went into politics, and she was a marvellous example of a good parent, a good aunt, and a great teacher as well. That was the thing that struck me most forcibly, was that she spent an awful lot of time on her students in Summerhill School, where she was teaching them history or French or whatever. She would, you know, if there was a student that wanted to do very well at an old girls' school, she would do extra tuition with them to kind of and bring them out to dinner, you know, in the house after have their tuition. And so she was a really committed person to education, and I suppose that was the big lesson, I suppose, I learned from her being with her, that she was such a professional in terms of her job as a teacher, and I think that was her great kind of contribution.
And obviously, the Lenihans are a political dynasty in Ireland. You know, I know she was very didn't really like playing the female card or the gender card or any of that stuff. She kind of eschewed it, but she was a trailblazer. You know, if you look back on those photos from back in the day when she was the only woman in cabinet and often the only woman involved in any political circle at the time, she did break molds.
Well, she wasn't the only one. In fairness to Mr. O'Hanlon, he did appoint Maura Keegan Quinn, who gladly assisted with us, and a marvellous woman too. So, you know, there was two very strong women promoted by Charles Hyde when he first became Taoiseach again in 1987. That was my Aunt Mary and, of course, Maura Keegan Quinn. So, yeah, she was a trailblazer like many of the women. I mean, she was very pally with Gemma Hussey, who was a wife in Fine Gael and had been a previous Minister for Education. So, you know, there were lots and lots of people, you know, who are very fine examples of women in politics. But I think some of the best of them, including Mary.
I think actually we've lost Conor Lenihan there. That's unfortunate. Shane, you must have good memories of Mary as well.
Great memories of her. Actually, I spoke to her just maybe over a year ago. I rang her for a chat and she was still as sharp as a tack, still knew everything that was going on in politics, wanted to discuss the latest opinion polls, how I thought the next election would go, and she was brilliant. She was still absolutely brilliant. A real.
I always found her
powerhouse is the word.
Yeah, I always found her very supportive of me as a woman. She used to, you know, would have talked, and she liked seeing women do well. She liked seeing.
Well, she existed in politics when there was very few women.
Exactly, I think her legacy will be remembered quite fondly in terms of Irish politics. But look,
Ní bheadh a leith ag é rís.
Absolutely.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.